Welcome to episode number 43. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast and Empowered in My Skin production. My name is Akechi Mwafa Robinson, and I am founder and CEO of Empowered in My Skin, an experienced technology executive at one of Canada's largest financial institutions, an author, an International Federation of Bodybuilding Pro Athletes, an inspirational speaker, and most recently, a viral sensation after my You Matter speech hit over 3 million views worldwide. This show is all about thriving, and I will be bringing on some amazing humans that own their thrive to help you figure out how you too can own yours. So please leave a review on whatever medium you are listening to this on, and make sure to join along on the web at empoweredinmyskin.com so you can be notified when new episodes are available. For now, I'm your girl. Let the show begin. Yes, great day, amazing humans. We are back here with another episode of the Own Your Thrive podcast. I have an exciting guest, also someone I don't actually know, which I will get to know as you get to know him as well. It is a him, and he is the CEO of a social media management platform that brings you to stellar success. No one knows more than he does what works and does and what does not. Inner Light Media Group is his own company, created from the ground up. This new marketing online firm puts the focus on helping brands and influencers reach their maximum potential. Messages that are life-changing and positive are emphasized as this generates the highest views. His background as being homeless has given him the values of hard work, dedication, and authenticity that work together to create the perfect recipe for success no matter what positive impact you're trying to make in the world. So put your ears together for the amazing Travis Blakely! Yeah!
Woo! That was a wonderful intro.
It's about you. It's about you. I love it. And you know, as I was reading it, I was like, I can attest to it because I have been on your platform. And so, you know, I truly recognize the power of your platform and the ability to take a message and just allow it to feed the world with goodness and greatness, right? So excited. So tell us a little bit about the brand that is Travis Blakely.
Well, so I go by the name Travis Believes. It's two specific reasons. Number one, I believe all motivation starts with inspiration. That's the reason why I got into helping to create and inspire, well, create content and help inspire people to really motivate them to do the right thing and positivity. I always felt like when I was growing up, if I would have had somebody to inspire me to do the right things, I could have started off a lot earlier. So it took me to do a lot of searching on my own in order for me to get to the place I'm at now. So that's number one. Number two is I also believe that belief is more important than knowledge.
Yes. You know?
I was, coming from where I come from, I was homeless. You know, I didn't have a mother or dad, you know, and things like that. I was in group homes. Knowledge tells me that, you know, it's basically impossible to take from my circumstances to, you know, become super successful. You know what I'm saying? But my belief in myself told me otherwise, that I could do it. And so once I started believing in myself and what I could do, those things started happening in my life. Belief takes you from being normal to being extraordinary.
I also love the fact that you say Travis believes, because anytime anyone calls that or says that, now I wish I had introduced you, Travis, welcome to Travis Believes. Yay, put your ears together. We're calling that into existence. And so, you know, I'm honored to be part of your belief system. That's awesome. So yeah. I have, I'm big on I am. So I truly believe that they're important. And my name means God's gift. So I am God's gift. I also am energy on steroids. What is your great I am?
I am a firm believer that everybody is a genius. Ooh. And I think that once we understand who we are and our gifts to the world, it's kind of like this, our passion is for ourselves, but our purpose is for other people. So I am a big believer that once we understand our passion, our genius, we can use that genius to help make the world a better place. And once everybody does that, then the world just would become universally a paradise for people to live in.
And I love that. Our passion is for ourselves and our purpose is for other people. I've never heard that said like that. I'm taking that. That's a tweetable. And last but not least, we get to share energy with each other for 30 minutes. And I truly believe that our legacies left in every experience. And so this one is no different. What do you want to leave the listeners with at the end of this experience?
The big thing I want to leave listeners with, and people in general, when I just come into their lives, is that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. Anything is possible. Again, my moniker, Travis Believes, that is the name that I adopted because belief really transforms everything. I just want you to understand it doesn't matter what your background is, who you are, where you come from, what your name is, what you look like, or anything. If you believe, what you believe is possible can be achieved. Mm-hmm. The problem is we take the knowledge that we have and we're afraid. Like I've seen somebody do something and they weren't successful, so I'm afraid, or I don't know if I can do that because I don't have the knowledge and so you become afraid. But when you believe something, even if you don't know something, you'll go out and get that knowledge. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Like, yes,
I understand. Whatever you want to be or whatever you want to do, if you actually want to do it, if you believe you can mm-hmm. do it, you go get the knowledge. You're going to make mistakes mm-hmm. and that's okay, because mistakes are not, they don't kick you down the steps. They actually, it's a stairway up to success.
I believe that.
Make those mistakes. It's just a learning mechanism. Your brain is telling yourself that this is a process of elimination. Okay. That was not the right way to do it. I'm going to do it this way the next time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Thomas Edison. He just said he found 99 ways just to not make a light bulb, you know? So, and it's the same thing when it comes to your life. You know, you just continue to, I just want people to understand that believing in yourself and what you can accomplish is tantamount to your own success and your own mental health, you know, mm-hmm. and don't rob the world of your gifts and your ability to really give the world your unique self. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what I want to leave people with.
So then I need to ask you then, for you to get there, because at the very beginning of this interview, you expressed that you wish you had somebody that told you a bit about believing in yourself when you were growing up. And I've also obviously have read, you know, your bio. So where did you start and what were the sort of the real tangibles that got you to where you're on today?
It took a lot of introspection. There needs to be an earnest look in yourself in terms of what you want and what you value. And so what I did was I had to sit and realize, because I was making mistakes, bad things was happening in my life. And I had to realize that, okay, what do I actually want? And I know I wanted to be happy, right? I want to be happy. You know, I want to be, I want to be okay. I want to live a life worth living, right? I think all people want that, but the way that's going to look is different for everybody, right? So what you have to realize, okay, if I really want a happy life, how do I get a happy life? How do I get a life worth living? And what I started to realize is, okay, I have to use the things that I know I'm good at, or the things I love doing, and I want to do that. So now how do I make a living doing the things I love doing? And so what I started doing was I just started helping people. I just started helping people. You know, let me start helping people. And so that good energy started coming back to me. And then eventually I became so good at what I was doing, people were requesting me, like, hey, listen, I really want you to help me do this. I'll pay you. You know, and then once, you know, I started getting paid doing that, it just became a lot easier. So it just came down to me wanting to be happy and to be of value. And to really live the type of life I wanted to live. And once I did that from an earnest perspective, I was able to recognize my own talents mm-hmm. and what I could bring to the world. And then other people were able to recognize that. And then that's how I flourished.
Wow. So you actually found your belief just in your purpose. And yep. And it sounds like your purpose really started from a place of service.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, this whole podcast is about thriving. Yeah. And, you know, I met you, I hit you up on the side. I was like, okay, this guy's thriving. So I got to get him on here just to learn some skills, some skills and tips for everyone. So what are your daily habits then that help you sort of maintain this level of self-belief, of this thrive, this, you know, entrepreneurial mindset that you have?
So I am really big on alignment. Now, don't get me wrong. There are common habits that people do each day, which basically is called discipline, mm-hmm. which allows you to go through the times when you don't want to go through things and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally on board with that. However, for me, what works most for me is alignment. What feels right for me, you know, but you have to really like know yourself. This is something you have to really know yourself. So for me, I make sure I eat right. I make sure I do some exercise. I make sure I do meditation. I make sure I get enough rest. So these are like daily things that I do regularly to make sure I get, but I don't have a specific, like, for example, I don't necessarily have to work out at this exact time. I don't have to. I just make sure that when my body feels right and I'm at it, that I do it. But you have to be very self-aware of yourself and what you're capable of doing. Everybody else isn't like that. Some people might need to be 100% disciplined to do that at a certain time and everything like that. But for me, it's just aligning with my body and making sure that my mind and my body and my spirit is one in everything that I do.
You know, and I'm waiting for that day I bring somebody onto this podcast who's thriving, that doesn't, I like the way that you said it, because oftentimes, like even me, I have a lot more structure in my life. And a lot of the people I've interviewed have that, you know, they wake up in the morning and then they, you know, they meditate, then they go and exercise, then they have, but it's, I actually like that approach because it sounds very much about what does Travis need right now to just be good. And so far as you're hitting on any of those elements, then you're finding that alignment and harmony throughout your day. Is that, would that be a good summation of how you approach your habits?
Absolutely. Yeah. So for me, it's just, my habits are basically from one idea. Okay. How do I live my best life? Not how the Richard Branson tell me and Warren Buffett, you know, I take all the best wisdom and try to understand the underlying principle. So for example, you know, Warren Buffett said, hey, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay. He gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning because that's what's good for him. So what that tells me, that informs me, is I need to know what time my body feels good to wake up. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean I need to get up at 5 o'clock. It just means to tell me that for my life to work, what time do I need to get up? So I try to look at the underlying principle of wisdom versus being a strict rule. Mm-hmm. And
That's awesome. So what ignites your sense of injustice? Because you have a platform because you saw a need to motivate and to inspire.
I try to be, I come from everything from the ground of love, right? And objective thinking. And what I mean is, I don't ever care who is right. I always care what is right, right? Mm. Because at the end of the day, there's really two things, right? Either something is beneficial to the sustenance of life on earth, or something is detrimental to the sustenance of life on earth. I believe both of those can be scientifically proven in all cases.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it becomes a math problem, right? Okay. So let's say something happens, right? I have to look at, okay, so was this something that was beneficial to mankind or, you know, life, or was this something detrimental? If the answer is it's detrimental, then all we have to do is just understand why it was detrimental and then explain that. And then same thing with when it comes to something that's positive for mankind or life on earth. And so I approach all things from that perspective. When I approach all things from that perspective, things become a lot more clear in terms of determining right and wrong and what's justice, because it has nothing to do with some allegiance to some political side. It has nothing to do with allegiance to some even race. You know, it just has to do with what is right and what is wrong. And if you're on the side of humanity or life, then, you know, we're on the same side.
Mm-hmm. And so just kind of flowing from there with the recent events with George Floyd and, you know, the tragic aspect of that and all the events that have since transpired. What does 846 represent for you as a Black man? Especially, he lives in America, by the way.
It did. So for me, having grown up in the system, when I say the system, by the way, I mean like group homes and things like that. I've seen what it's like. And there will, you know, that's a good example because I have seen the vast majority of people in the system are African Americans or Black. And here's why that's important. Because Black Americans just got equal rights about 50 years ago, legally, by the way. But even if you go back and look at these videos, you know, I tell people to pay attention to this. You know, there were, at the time, there were governors and stuff like that stopping kids from coming in their schools, right? And the kids were like, you know, like calling people the N-word and like this stuff is all, like you just go watch this stuff, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. My mom was the same age as those kids, you know, that was doing that stuff, right? So we're talking about my mom, she's in her 50s, right? So this is what I tell people all the time. Those kids that were calling, you know, the Black people the N-word and not letting them in the schools and stuff like that during that time, they're CEOs of businesses now. They're sergeants of police officers, you know, of police forces. These are politicians. These are the people running the country right now. Mm-hmm. So when people think that racism is going on, I'm like, no, these people are still alive. Mm-hmm. Literally fighting to keep America segregated are still alive. They're still here. And they're still in charge of a lot of stuff. Now, there's been tons of progress. Don't get me wrong. There's been a lot of progress, you know, and it's nowhere near the same as it was back then. But the thing is, the same people that was upholding that stuff back then are also upholding the situation now. So that's the reason why, if you're on the side of life, if you're on the side of equality, if you're on the side of, you know, just being a decent human being, then 846 has to mean something to you because it should have never happened in the first place. Mm-hmm. So whenever something like this happens, there needs to be a justice cry. You know, hey, listen, we got to stop this from happening. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't ever be a situation to where a cop ever feels comfortable doing that and then thinking that he can get away with it because it's not just one cop. It was four, you know, during that time. So for me, that represents more so a system that continues to be, let's just say, unfair to a certain group of people. Mm-hmm. And again, even though things have gotten a lot better, there still needs to be more progress. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
And do you believe we're on that road?
Yeah, absolutely. Racism will never go away, but what we can do is we can structure a system to where it doesn't empower racism.
Yes, I love that.
So it's like this, you know, if somebody's racist, that's their problem. But if they have the power to use it against me, that's my problem.
My problem, yeah. No. So. Yeah, it's big. That's big. So when in your life have you needed courage?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I was homeless for a while. And when I was homeless, you know, it helped me understand some very important things. It helped me understand that it helped me put a lot of perspective on my life. Like a lot of the things that we worry about and stress over becomes nothing when you have to worry about eating and where you're going to place your head. So, you know, like worrying about whether or not you're going to get this raise or whether or not Sally Sue is gossiping about that stuff becomes nothing to you. When or online bullying. And I don't want to.
I get it. Yeah,
I'm saying it becomes nothing to you. Mm-hmm. When you're, you know, so it taught me perspective, and the courage I needed during that time was that I can come out of this situation. And so I was always faced with embarrassment. I was always faced with I didn't want to be around people. You don't even want to ask for help because you don't want people knowing you're in the circumstance that you're in. So it definitely took a lot of courage to overcome that situation I was in. I would say that's probably the situation that probably took the most courage from me in order to find my way out of.
And that's pretty phenomenal. And what I think is pretty incredible is, you know, you're the CEO of Inner Light Media. And now that I'm learning a little bit more about your story, I recognize that that's why that platform is so big.
Yeah.
Right. Because you've come from the ground, and I say that respectfully, really up to a yeah. place where that's the only place where everyone should be. And I love that. So can you speak a little bit more about founding Inner Light Media, growing it into the organization and the success that it is right now?
Yeah. So, back in 2010, in St. Louis, Missouri, I live in Dallas, Texas now. Mm-hmm. But back in St. Louis, Missouri, me and a guy named Prince E, he's a popular mm-hmm. influencer. He was a rapper at the time, an underground rapper. He was. And I find out about him and his Make Smart Cool movement. And I started working with him. And, you know, we would make videos, and they end up going a little viral, like getting a million views. But back in like 2010, 2011, getting a million views on like YouTube was a lot. But it wasn't like super viral. But anyway, back in 2014, that's when the whole Mike Brown situation happened. Funny that we're talking about this situation, but that's when the whole Mike Brown situation. So Princey spoke on it, ended up going viral. He made a video, another video about it, ended up going viral. And then he started making some other videos, and they started going viral. And then it just wouldn't stop. Like, they was getting like hundreds of millions of views. And so at the time, you know, so he just started making a bunch of basically like motivational videos. And at the time, there was really nobody online doing that. Like, there was people that went viral, but there wasn't anybody just consistently going viral mm-hmm. like that on like Facebook and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So like all these entrepreneurs that you see going viral kind of like started with us. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so once he started going like super viral, it was a formula. And so I started using that formula to help other people, like, you know, Jay Shetty, for example. I met him mm-hmm. in 2016. And then, you know, I started helping other people. Then I decided, like, you know what, you know, I need to start a platform. And that's how I created Inner Light Media, to really help other people and inspire other people to really go out and become their own influencer, you know, because ultimately, you know, everybody has a voice, like, because my story is going to resonate with certain people, but mm-hmm. there are certain people that need to hear your story, because mm-hmm. they can only be inspired by your story. They can't be mm-hmm. inspired by my story. And everybody has their own story to tell. Mm-hmm. And I want to help people spread their message.
And if I can, I say thank you for putting my story on your platform. Yeah. So I'm just curious, do you know to date how many views you have had since the inception?
Well, it depends. If you're talking mm-hmm. about Inner Light Media, it's yeah. over a billion views. Woo. If you're talking about all the people I help, I don't even know.
Yeah, that's beyond that. Yeah, that's yeah. every view, and that's what I always say. I say beyond every view is probably another 10,000, 20,000 humans that you don't even know, just because of the interconnection. So you're really changing the world. I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yeah. And did you know, at what point in your life did you really recognize that? You know, one of the comments that you said earlier was live a life worth living. And at what point did you realize that your life was going to impact the world?
When I turned 25 years old, that's when I realized that I needed to live a life worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Not because I turned 25, but at that age is when I really mm-hmm. figured it out. Mm-hmm. And what I was kind of like here for. And so, I would say it was at that age when, that's also like when I met Prince E as well, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so it's like when I started putting that energy out there, I started meeting the right people and the right stuff started coming in my life. And so it took me to realize who I was mm-hmm. and put that type of energy out there for me to attract the right people and the mm-hmm. right things in my life. And so that's when it really became clear, the path. Okay.
So with this year being a year of vision, 2020, with everything that has happened that has sort of stopped us in our tracks and, you know, brought a whole lot of, you know, issues that just really need to be put to bed once and for all. And what vision do you have for the next 10 years, 2030? If I were to bring you back on, Travis Believes in 2030. Do you have a vision for your life then?
My life? Yes. 10 years. I'll be 45.
You're still a baby, man. I got you beat.
For my life, I really want to expand into like media, to be more of a global company. I want to impact people's lives even more. I don't put it like this. I don't want to stop until I feel like everybody on earth realizes their potential as a human. Honestly, that's really what I want to do. I just don't want to stop until I feel like I've accomplished that goal. So 10 years from now, I'm hoping to have impacted the world enough to where there's a cultural shift, that enough people realize that your potential is limitless. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you come from, you can do it. And I think if I can create a cultural shift, which I think there is kind of a culture shift happening right now, then I would have done my job. But that's what I'm hoping to accomplish in 10 years, that in 10 years, there's a cultural shift where the vast majority of people are living their best life because they're doing what they actually want to do. And being happy because of it.
I'm gonna say this right now. I declare that that is actually going to happen. Mm. I believe it. There's more of us that are doing it. You know, there's more of us that are doing it. So I declare that's gonna happen in your life.
Yeah,
sure. So, if in 150 years science fails to save us all, and all that is left is a book about your life, Travis believes, what would the title be and what would the blurb tell us?
How one person can change the world.
How one person can change the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I think all it takes is one person. I don't think it takes any more.
This is what I believe. It takes one empowered person. The lead domino. I love that.
Yeah.
For sure. And just before I go into my rapid thrivers, finish this sentence. What the world needs now is.
I think the world needs honest leaders. People that care more about the betterment of humanity. Because truthfully, most people are, this is going to sound condescending, and I don't really mean it to be that way, but
I'm waiting.
Most people are sheep, man. You see the things people follow, and you're just like, how are you following this?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, but then you start realizing that follow, you know. Yeah. So I think we need honest leaders, people that care more about people than money. They care more about people than themselves. You know? Because if I care about other people as much or more than myself, then I'm going to do the right thing, you know.
So, I think it's leaders that really see the intrinsic value in every single human.
Yeah.
So you're one of them. I believe that. Okay, so rapid thrivers. So these are just quick five questions. Don't give them much thought. When you think about somebody that is inspiring or has motivated you or impacted you, who's that person and why?
Right now, my brother. He's a manager at a furniture store, and he's a very good family man. I get inspiration from everyday people. These people do things I can't do. I realized early on in my life that I'm not a really good 9-to-5 person. I can't just sit and work. I got another friend too in Cali. He's a manager at a hospital. And it's just, he just works every day tirelessly. I'm like, yo, bro, I can't do that. Like, I can't. Like, I get inspiration from people that do things that I can't. And I think everyday people are that.
Nice. Your brother. Awesome. What is a book that has helped you with your thrive?
The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod.
Yeah. Who's the author again?
Hal Elrod.
Yes. It's good. Obviously. Yeah. What is it? I haven't read it yet. I've heard it. I think somebody else has actually mentioned it. Might have to pick it up. What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
Meditation and water, drinking lots of water.
And I meant to ask you earlier, but I'll just ask you, what is meditate? Like, do you meditate for long periods of time, short? What is your practice?
20 minutes for me.
Okay.
So what I do is when I wake up in the morning, I don't touch my phone. I don't check emails. I don't do anything like that. I try to get 20 minutes just for myself, to get my thoughts together and think about nothing. Just be present and respect the fact that I'm alive and respect the fact.
That's big what you just said, rather than appreciate, respect.
Yeah. Just respect the fact that I'm alive and that there are things that are greater than me happening in this world. And I just need to honor, respect everything that's going on and just be subservient to everything that's going on.
I love that. What is an app on your phone that helps you with your thrive?
Say that question again.
What is an app? An app on your phone.
Oh, app on my phone?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a good answer.
You may not. You're not big on phone.
Yeah. Because my phone it involves my work in terms of what I do because it's social media. Mm-hmm. I'm mainly on social media.
So apps. then that's your thrive. That's your thrive app.
Yeah, social I don't know media. If I have a particular app that I use.
Social media. They're apps. Instagram's an app. Facebook's an app. Yeah, it's actually an app. And here's why I tell you it helps you with your, well, sorry, I'm not trying to answer the question for you, but this is what I feel is because of the way you use it, the tool, it's a tool that is used to actually achieve the purpose that you believe that you're here to do. And your goal of really helping billions of people around the world, you know, be more empowered in their human. So to me, that's a thriving app. Yeah. And so last question, Travis, what is one misconception of you right now that people have as they see you succeeding and in your thrive?
Oh, a lot of people don't know that I was in prison for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in jail for 3 years and people meet me. They're always surprised when I tell them. And I try to tell them, don't be, because you know, there's a stigma on people that's gone to prison, and that stigma needs to go away, because I've been around lots of people my entire life, and there's not anybody I met that hasn't done something that could have landed them in jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The stigma should just go away.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that all that you've achieved with everything that you've had to go through. I could have interviewed you for like another 30 minutes, my friend, but this is where we end. But I want to know, because people want to find you online. So where do they go and do you have any projects that are coming up?
So Interlight Media for my company's social handles and Travis Believes for my personal social handles. And right now what we're doing is we're just continuing to expand our brand. I just started a vlog, so I am going to be doing my Gary Vee thing so people can see what it's like to run the most positive social media agency in the world, what I actually do, because I meet up. It's funny because sometimes people reach out to me and they ask me what I do, and I tell them what I do, and they still don't have any idea what I do. So it's like, it's weird, but I want to show people what I do so they can kind of get an idea.
And have the vlogs already started?
So I started shooting them. I'm going to launch my first one next month.
Awesome. That's going to be on YouTube?
Yes.
And the channel's Interlight Media?
No, the channel's going to be on Travis Believes.
Travis Believes. Okay, awesome. I'll put all of the links in the show notes. And Travis, I just want to let you know that I hold space for everything that you want to do. I'm a fan of what you're creating. I'm totally honored and blessed to have you on this podcast. And I thank you for sharing energy with me. And at the very beginning, you talked about, and look, we didn't even get deep into your life, but at the beginning, you talked about wanting to leave listeners with just the belief that anything is possible.
Yeah.
And I would say that you have actually elevated my game a bit, you know, and I trust that you've done that the same for other people that have listened as well. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Awesome. So to everyone that's listening, I know you are inspired. I know you are thriving, but this is where I say we're out. So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.